Ukraine security issue.
Russia doesn't really want to negotiate peace with Ukraine, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. The aggressor state knows Ukraine's position regarding the impossibility of holding peace talks after sham referendums in the occupied territories that started on Friday in the Russian-occupied parts of the Zaporizhia, Kherson, Luhansk and Donetsk regions.
Коли Росія заявляє, що нібито хоче переговорів, а сама...
When Russia claims it wants to negotiate but announces mobilization, when Russia knows Ukraine's clear position that rules out a diplomatic process after any sham referenda, everything is clear to everyone. Russia itself buries the prospect of negotiations with its own hands, said Volodymyr Zelensky. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, the sham referenda, which the Russian invaders will be holding till September 27th, are Russia's propaganda show for facilitating what the Kremlin calls a partial mobilization. During the forced vote, the occupiers do not allow men of conscription age to leave their places of residence. According to Serhiy Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, members of so-called election commissions accompanied by armed Russian soldiers go from door to door and force people to vote, even if they don't have a passport. Those who opposite joining Russia are put on a separate list.
Референдум цей абсурд, який вони називають, тому що позакривали міста.
It's only them that call this absurdity referendum because they closed up the cities and don't let anyone out. They force taxi drivers to transport members of polling commissions. They go from door to door. They walk into an apartment, open a box and say they won't look, and then ask the dweller to vote. While going around apartments and private houses, they look to see if there are men there. Thus, mobilization can also be done. It's like killing two birds with one stone, said Serhiy Haidai. He added that the events organized by the invaders have nothing to do with the plebiscite, and that those who vote unless at gunpoint and those who help the invaders to organize and hold this farce will be punished. National Security and Defense Council Secretary Alexei Danilov rules out any effects of the political situation in Ukraine from the sham referenda and warns that all those involved in organizing the illegal polls in the temporarily occupied territories will definitely be held accountable.
Це до референдуму не має ніякого відношення. На території України референдум може проводити тільки Центральна виборча комісія нашої країни. Решта якихось шарлатанів.
What's happening in the temporarily occupied territories has nothing to do with the referendum. On Ukrainian territory, it's solely the Central Election Commission that is authorized to hold referenda. All those charlatans and crooks who believe they have the right to do it are liable under Article 111 of the Criminal Code, and their punishment is only a matter of time. If there are citizens of Ukraine, they will be charged under the article. If they are foreigners, then there is another article. The only question is when they will be held accountable. We are not a country that shoots civilians. We are defending our land and haven't taken a step into any country. We are in our home, and we will defend our land until we retake the last village, the last square inch of our land, said Alexei Danilov. The Russian referenda in the occupied territories of Ukraine have been denounced by the leaders of many countries and international organizations. The G7 have said that they will not recognize the fictitious referenda on Ukrainian territory and will respond with further targeted sanctions. The European Union may also impose sanctions against Russian officials and Ukrainian collaborators involved in holding the sham referenda, as well as against Russian members of parliament, reports EU Observer. Sanctions in particular will include travel bans and asset freezes. A Ukrainian-designed tram with QR code has started running in Vienna. Through the QR code, one can transfer funds to support Ukrainians. According to the Ukrainian Center for Civic Initiatives, the project is intended to remind residents and guests of Vienna about the war between Russia and Ukraine. By scanning the QR code, anyone can personally join such support by transferring any sum to the special account of the Ukrainian embassy. The activists also plan to implement this project in other European capitals. There are already agreements with Vilnius and Riga, and negotiations with Stockholm are ongoing.